Welcome back to JR Morning. The government shutdown continues for a little while anyway until they get this vote going on this evening. It's fueled by a standoff over health care funding. Donald Trump, the president, has floated a proposal to redirect billions of dollars that normally back Affordable Care Act tax credits, putting that money directly into Americans' pockets instead. The idea comes as lawmakers struggle to reach that agreement before enhanced ACA subsidies expire, a key factor in the shutdown impasse. And joining us to break down what this proposal could mean for healthcare access and costs and the broader economy is Dr. Mark Fendrick, professor of internal medicine and health management and policy at the University of Michigan. Dr. Fendrick, good morning.
Great to be back, Lloyd. Thanks for having me.
So right now, ACA tax credits go straight into straight to insurers to reduce the premiums for consumers. Now, if that money were sent directly to people instead, how will that actually work in practice, and what challenges could it create for the healthcare marketplace?
Well, Lloyd, all of us were kind of surprised when the president posted on Truth Social on Saturday that Republicans should give money directly to personal health savings accounts, and then followed up, of course, on Sunday with his Truth Social media platform message that all Americans might get $2,000 in what he called the tariff rebate. I was not surprised to see the Secretary of Treasury go on TV saying that we really haven't talked about this yet and we're not exactly sure. But I think it would probably be much more straightforward to extend the subsidies for people to get the lower health insurance premiums that they're hoping for than get into one of these really complicated issues that might require Congress to get involved.
So the way the Affordable Care Act works is there's this marketplace and consumers use government subsidies to purchase private sector plans. In this Trump idea, people would get the money themselves, and then how would they negotiate on their behalf for the best health insurance?
Yeah, Jamie, you always ask the tough questions. I think that there are a whole bunch of interventions going on where people get money directly. I think when it comes to healthcare, which is something I know a lot more than about finance, is that when you leave it up to Americans and specifically Michiganders to spend their own money on wisely on healthcare, they tend not to do so. And it's not entirely their fault, of course, as you know, that we often don't have information both on quality and prices. And it's really, really complicated to make our way through this really complex healthcare delivery system.
Yeah, I think that's where I'm going, too. I mean, look, I fundamentally, I don't love that the government has control of my money and how they invest it through Social Security. I don't think they should have any role in that. But I understand. You can't have a bunch of destitute Americans when they retire just sitting on the streets. Very bad. So I understand the ideas of these systems. But I'm with you. If people get money, if they get X amount of dollars, we send out boatloads of cash to the American people, they might not spend it on health care. And then
the president said they'd have to spend it on health care. There's been some rule.
Yeah.
Or would be.
But then if they don't do it right,
yeah,
all of a sudden you're still, you know, the American people still going to be on the hook for their health care. So it's a tricky situation, it seems like.
Hey, Jamie, I wish we were certain about what exactly would happen. I think that one of the things that's really important, I believe that a lot of this came about given the president's response to last week's elections, and he wanted to, again, promote the billions of dollars that are coming into the Treasury because of the tariffs. I'm not a finance guy, as I said, but the math doesn't work out in terms of how much tariffs are coming in to give every American $2,000 or even the two-thirds of Americans that don't fall into this, or which did not including high-income earners. So it's particularly problematic. And one of the things I worry most about is that even though all of us were kind of happy to get those stimulus checks during the COVID pandemic, many economists, which I am not, have attributed the inflation surge in this country to the fact that all that money was poured into patients' pockets from the Treasury. So this is very, very complicated. I think that all of us need to watch carefully what might happen regarding these, quote, promises, quote, that once the government is reopened later today, that there will be an earnest discussion about extending the subsidies moving forward, and I'm hopeful that they will.
Speaking with Dr. Mark Fendrick, professor of internal medicine and health management and policy at the University of Michigan. And, Doctor, you know, we've seen more than a decade of fights over this Affordable Care Act, some tweaks, some challenges, and replacements that really, you know, never fully stick. What would a truly sustainable bipartisan approach to health care reform look like, in your opinion?
Well, I'll give you my opinion. I'm not, and some of the things we've been working on, Lloyd, as you know, have had bipartisan support. But I think the main issue is that Republicans and Democrats and almost all of your listeners agree that $5 trillion spent on health care a year is more than enough. It's not like we need to spend 20% of our economy or 25%. We just spend it on the wrong things, on the wrong places, on the wrong people at the wrong time. And, you know, we've been happy to see, and we talked recently about some of the aspects moving forward to spend our money better. The president negotiating on drug prices, for instance, their attention to reduce waste, fraud, and abuse, focusing on skin substitutes and services that help make Americans healthier. And then, of course, to try to keep people from getting chronic disease through prevention. While I don't agree with all the aspects of Secretary Kennedy, I have devoted much of my career to preventing chronic disease and managing them better. So these basic tenets tend to be agreeable to all constituencies. It's implementation, as you know, is really, really hard.
We're discussing the president's idea for health care. Here he is in his own words. Chris, if you could play it.
I want the money to go into an account for people where the people buy their own health insurance. It's so good. The insurance will be better. It'll cost less. Everybody's going to be happy. They're going to feel like entrepreneurs. They're actually able to go out and negotiate their own health insurance. And they can use it only for that reason.
We talked about...
Jamie, you mentioned that. I think that the issue is the infrastructure is not in place for people to actually go about doing that. And maybe one of you have a parent or a friend who's going through open enrollment now and realizing, I realize it's a dream that we might be able to identify quality and cost when buying a car. But much of our work over the decades is many people in Michigan, largely because of the information gap, do not choose a health plan that serves their clinical and economic needs. And again, I'm hopeful that a lot of this push from this administration on artificial intelligence and other learning models will allow individual Americans to be able to have the information to choose the plan that serves them best. I am always cautiously optimistic, like Tigger in the 100-acre woods, but I am also a realist to understand how hard that would be for the president's promises to come true.
Well, Doctor, we will continue to look at this. We'll follow it and see where it goes. Dr. Mark Fendrick, a professor of internal medicine in the School of Medicine and a professor of health management and policy in the School of Public Health at the University of Michigan. Always a pleasure having you. You give us great insight. Thank you so much.
I love the way you introduced me, Lloyd. It always sounds very impressive. Thanks, everyone.
I try to do my best. Coming up more on JR Morning after this.